Good morning, people. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about dyslexic fonts. Do they actually work? What are they? And why should you even give them a try? Let's get into it. Okay, guys, let's dive in. Now, in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something practical. Now, we get a lot of people come to Adult Dyslexia Secrets Facebook group and talk about how do you read long documents, how do you put together, spend some time on the harder stuff for dyslexics. And I wanted to give some practical options. Now, a few people over the years have been working on dyslexic fonts. Now, you may say, what is that? How does that help? Is it even worthwhile? Now, there are two fonts that are probably the most well-known. One is called Dyslexie. It's like IE at the end. It's a weird spelling. Again, people naming dyslexic products are not very good at it. They make them really hard. The second one is called Dyslexic Open Font. Now, the open font was invented because the other font used to, and it may still cost a bit of money to buy and use. So the open font was created as an open project to allow a free font that people could use to help them with dyslexia. Now, there are different schools of thought. Some people get a huge amount of value out of these fonts. Other people don't really get much of a difference. Where it really helps, from what I understand and what I've been told by others, is that if you have a real challenge with letters going back to front, your D's and B's and stuff like that, it's very, very helpful. And it actually does make life a lot easier. If you don't have that challenge, it might not offer quite as much benefit to you. If you want to have a look at what the open font looks like, we've started to implement it on truthaboutdyslexia.com for the main body text. It looks really weird. I'm not sure if I'm 100% sold on it, if I'm honest, which I am. Personally, it doesn't do anything for me, but I'd love some feedback from our listeners. If it has worked for you, if you think, hey, that actually does make a difference, thank you. Or, no, that makes absolutely no difference to my life. Help me, God, kind of thing. But do give it a try and have a look at it, because it might be something that really adds value to your life. The second thing, or the other thing I wanted to just mention, is there are different schools of thoughts. People have done research of, does it make you read quicker or not? There was a study in, I want to say Dutchland, but I mean the Netherlands, that actually looked at 11 students or 21 students, one of those two numbers, who knows. But it was a number of students and just a small study, and they didn't find a huge amount of benefit. But again, what we're learning and what we know about dyslexia is everyone is different. So you've got to really try and experience it to see if it works. So go and have a read and a look, and you might find it very valuable. What I then recommend is if you do go, hey, that makes a huge difference in me reading online, there's been a fantastic thing called a Chrome extension. Now, if you understand what that means, then that's easy. If you don't, what it is it's a little thing that plugs into your browser for Chrome, Google's web browser, and it can actually turn all the fonts on all websites into the dyslexic font for you. So it means that every website will present in a font that's easy for you to read. It's really cool. It's free. If you search Google Chrome extension, just try and spell it, it'll autocorrect it if you get it wrong. And you'll find one in there called Open Dyslexic Font. It's a free plugin. It takes a minute to download and load in. Refresh your browser and you're away. Give it a try. It could be a huge benefit to your life if you struggle with that in your dyslexia. I really wanted today to give you guys a tool that could be massive in your life. If you haven't tried and played around with it, it's definitely worth your time. It takes 5 minutes to have a read and see if it helps. But hey, it could be a game changer. Just wanted to share that with you guys. I'll be back tomorrow with another awesome podcast.